This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, November 25th, 2019. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Jessica Milagros is a plus-size model, body diversity advocate, and CBS Season 21 Big Brother reality TV star. She is signed to IPM Model Management and has been featured in various publications, appeared on national television, and has walked several runways, including New York Fashion Week, the Business of Curves at the Fashion Institute of Technology. And Jessica has worked with major retail brands such as Ashley Stewart, Kohl's, Target, Fashion to Figure, and was the first Latina size 16-18 model to land a national commercial and swimsuit collaboration with retailer JCPenney. She is passionate about presenting opportunities for all body types to be represented and believes in breaking the social norms. Let's welcome Jessica to the show. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Shanice. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you because the last time we spoke was in 2016. And actually, when you got cast on Big Brother, the Chicago Tribune picked up that interview. So I was excited for you and I got a little shout out myself.
Oh, hey, yeah. It's been a while.
Yes.
Ooh, you've just been hustling this whole time.
Yes. So first, let's talk about Big Brother. Now, you already had a successful career as a plus-size model. Why did you even want to do reality television?
That's a good question. You know what? I've been watching Big Brother for several seasons now, and actually since season 10, I was on season 21, so that goes to show. The whole time watching it, there have been very few, actually almost non-existent, the type of women that I really connected to on the show. And when the opportunity presented itself to actually be on the show, I just saw an opportunity for me to represent a different type of woman that isn't always represented in mainstream media. And that's the plus size woman. I haven't seen a plus size woman go there and compete and be able to have the same opportunities as other people that have been on the show. So I was really excited for the opportunity to kind of break some social norms and hopefully inspire other women that saw themselves, a little of myself in them, to go after what they want to do and to not be looked at as anything other than.
So tell me exactly, how did you get cast on the show and what was the audition process like for Big Brother?
The audition process was actually quite lengthy. I guess what they would be called scouted. But the funny thing is that I was in the process of creating a submission video on the day that I was actually contacted. So I say that it was just divine timing, in all honesty. I was creating a video for submission, and I got a message through one of my social media channels and was asked if I was interested in being a contestant on the show and if I wanted to go through the auditioning process. So, I mean, the contact was there through casting, through a casting agency. However, I had to go through all of the other channels, which was to submit a video kind of talking about my life, why I wanted to be on the show, what I thought I brought to the table, several different auditioning processes. I've been going back and forth to Los Angeles to meet with producers. I mean, the whole gamut. So it was actually, it was a pretty lengthy process.
And that is a testament to new and upcoming models, how important it is to make relationships with people in the industry and how you should keep your social media clean and professional because you never know who's watching.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as I mentioned before, the process is very lengthy and grueling, and they go through everything, past and present, of like what you're doing, who you are, the types of messages that you've been sending. I mean, I was almost about ready to give up my baby's rights. it was very lengthy. But I think what I've learned from that is that I'm very proud of the relationships that I've kept over time and the fact that I've always been very, very professional and very passionate about the work that I do and that I've worked hard to where I've gotten in life in general, not just in the modeling industry, but, you know, you never know what contacts, who's watching, who's looking at you, and who is deeming you inspirational. Like, I got contacted specifically off of a prior relationship that I had from a past job. And from there, they made a suggestion, and then the casting director had been following me for months on end and without any idea that this was happening, you know, so that there are eyes that are watching you, and it's why it's important to be a good example.
Now, how difficult was it to not be in communication with your friends and family while doing the show?
Oh, wow. The process of just getting kind of giving up social media in general was really bad. My phone, of not being in contact with anybody, was even, I didn't realize how hard it was going to be, but it was even worse. I was without contact with my husband for 110 days. So,
wow.
And I mean, when they say no contact, it's really no contact. I mean, they can see what you're doing, and they're probably, you know, my family members and my friends were being updated on what I was doing, because obviously I was on live, you know, live shows every week, but I had no idea what was going on outside, within my own family or within the culture in general. Like, I had no idea that anything was ever happening. And we don't realize how dependent we are on that type of communication. And not just for that, but just to be a part of my community. Because being in that house, you are learning about different cultures. Like, there are other cultures. There's other, ideas and thoughts from other people. There are several biases that you have to overcome. And not having the support system that you're used to in real life. That's a very hard thing not to have.
Now, what if there was a family emergency? Like, what if your husband would have got in a car accident? Would they have let you know, or you just had to find out after everything was over?
Oh, no. They would definitely be able to contact you in case something like that was to happen. I think it would really depend on how severe the situation is, you know, we're asked to kind of give that severity of like when we would want to be contacted, you know, would you want to be contacted if your cat passed away, or would you want to be more severe if a family member is in a dire situation? So, I mean, you do have the ability to kind of asked for that. In my instance, it was just more, as long as my immediate family was in good health, that's all I cared about. Anything else, don't contact me. It's like, we got a game to play.
Right. So do you like the way you were portrayed on Big Brother? Because sometimes people that appear on reality shows say, that's not me. They edited me into a character, and that is not who I really am. So how do you feel about that? And would you do another reality show?
That's a good question. It is hard. I agree with what you're saying. I think a lot of people do feel that way. And there's always an editing process. And unfortunately, you are going to get edited. Not everybody likes the way that they're edited. Me personally, I don't feel that that is exactly who I am. There are some, you know, there are some truths to the type of person I was, but at the same time, I was also playing a game. So I wish that they would have portrayed a little bit more of my stronger character, but at the same time, I was also portrayed as a non-problematic character, which is always a great thing, you know. So I wasn't the person who was gearing up all of the drama, which is something that I was very particular with. I wanted to make sure that the reason that I was there was to portray a strong Latina plus size woman, and I didn't want any other stereotypes to be put on there. I think I was very careful to not create problems where problems didn't need to exist. So in that case, I think I did a good job. And in others, I wish that, you know, you always wish you want a little bit more airtime. If I could do another reality show, it would definitely need to play up on my strengths, of course. And I think that I would probably want to be more in charge of the producing of said reality show, or, you know, at least have more rights to be able to show who I truly am and not give that to a producer, you know, or somebody else. I would want to have more control, more executive control over how I'm being portrayed.
Now, what opportunities have you received since being on the show? Has it boosted your career in any way?
I think that it's definitely made things for the better. I definitely have more visibility. There's a lot more people that I have been in contact with that have said that I've touched them in different ways, that I've inspired them to do and do things that they would never have thought to do. I am working on a few projects, which I'm insanely excited about, that are in the works that I can't particularly say. So I have kept pretty busy. You know, the modeling is there, and it has, and I have been modeling since being outside of the Big Brother house. So I think I just have been working on making sure that this new platform that I have with new followers is used to its full potential, and make sure that I'm not just aimlessly like walking through, but using my platform for the better. And obviously, after Big Brother, I did a short stint on The Bold and the Beautiful. I had a walk-on role on The Bold and the Beautiful, so it definitely has opened up my eyes to the world of acting. So that also might be something that I would be interested in doing.
So you're currently in Chicago. So eventually, do you plan to relocate to Los Angeles or New York for your career?
No, I don't. I haven't really thought about that. Obviously, if a good opportunity exists, if something just happens to fall in my lap and it's a great fit, then that might be a different story. But I've always prided myself in doing everything that I have done while still being in Chicago. I love Chicago. It's a great city. It's very central to what I do. Because I could easily get to either sides of the country in little to no time. So that's always a great plus. And right now, Chicago also has a budding, you know, film. The community here is kind of up and coming for opportunities in film and acting and things of that nature. So we shall see. I don't know, you know, LA life is a little too lax, and I think New York life is a little too hectic. I feel Chicago is a very big middle ground for that. So we shall see.
And I mentioned before you even were cast on Big Brother, you are already booked and busy. Now, how long have you been signed with IPM Model Management? And since signing with them, you've been working consistently, right?
Oh, definitely. Actually, with IPM Model Management, it's going to be close to 8 years now. So it's been a great run. They've been an amazing agency to work with. You know, I really don't have any complaints. We've gone through so much, especially being on the bigger, well, at that point on the bigger side of Plus, right, when you're a size 18, 20 model, you know, working for some of these companies can be a little bit harder because it's just what they were not looking for, models of that size. So to be able to kind of work with these companies like Kohl's and JCPenney and Target at the size that I was, it's amazing. And the opportunities, of course, with brands like JCPenney and being able to work, you know, the collaboration with their swimsuits and whatnot. It's been a hard and trying 8 years, but at the same time, it's so so rewarding for the type of work that I do, because not many people get to do that, and so I'm very blessed.
And that was a big accomplishment for you and IPM Models when you got the collaboration with JCPenney's. You actually made history by the first Latina size 16-18 model to land something that big with JCPenney's, right?
Definitely. It was the first of its kind. It's been a blessing, to be quite honest. Going into it, it's almost like a dream. You think about all the people that you want to represent and you are in this place where you get to basically make decisions based on everything you've learned from your community and the people that follow you and listening to their wants and their needs and what you as your own person want to see in the fashion industry and what lacks. So it's very... there's this sense of accomplishment to know that, you know, you have a part in such a big, you know, place like that, because seriously, not enough of us women are being heard when it comes to those fashion decisions or even like opportunities like that. I have no words.
And I have to say, with your collaboration with JCPenney's, the swimsuits were amazing. I had an opportunity to wear one, and it was one of my favorite swimsuits I ever had. So the products were amazing.
I thought you looked great. Thank you. You look fabulous, too.
Thank you. And so do you have any more things in the work with JCPenney's for 2020, or we have to just wait and see?
You'll definitely have to wait and see. I can't really say much of my projects, but what I'm looking for more, what I'm looking to do in the following year is to definitely take more creative control and be able to kind of have more of those decisions, be a little bit more involved in whatever project I'm in. I think that was my learning curve the past couple years. Sometimes as a model is very different in being a model and an entrepreneur, because when you're just modeling, you are taking those directions from the creative directors, from the photographers, from the people, you know, you are just that tool that is helping them create what they want. And as an entrepreneur and, you know, as a business owner and as a creator that I see myself, like I want to take more of that creative control on myself, which is a lot. It's a bigger, you know, opportunity to kind of show exactly what I'm made of, but it also takes a lot harder work and more time to prepare because it's, you know, my own thoughts, my own creative process. And so I'm excited for what the new year brings.
So we have a lot of inspiring models that listen to the podcast, and they see you as a successful plus model, role model, now reality TV star. But talk about some of the obstacles you had at the beginning of your career, because success doesn't come overnight, and sometimes people are super impatient.
Definitely. I think every successful, individual has their backstory. It is a lot of hustle. It's a lot of long sleepless nights. It's a lot of money out of your own pocket, starving artist type deal. There's a lot of investment that goes into modeling, and I think a business in general, right? And I think what some models fail to see is that they don't take their modeling as seriously as they would starting, a restaurant business or, another business where they would need to actually take the money in and pay for rent or pay for, the products that they're going to sell or things of that nature. Models need to invest in the same way. You need to invest the money in, good photographers and good stylists and good makeup artists, in mentors that are going to help you if you don't know how to pose. If the amount of work that goes into educating yourself, up to who the agent that is going to represent you, who those clients are, and then looking at yourself and seeing yourself as a brand and how you're going to market yourself. And that is the biggest thing. I think that for me in particular, because I am Latina, I have to be marketed in a little bit of a different way than anybody else. And that's for any model. You have to understand that there's a role for every look out there. And how are you going to market yourself? What makes you stand out? What makes you different? How can you blend in? What brand does your look serve? So these are all things. It's a ton of back end education that needs to go into it, and a passion for it. And that's why I think it takes so long for some models to really make it, because it takes time. It's just like, going to school for 4 years.
Right. And tell us how important it is to find the right agency that believes in you, because you said you've been with IPM for 8 years. Some models, after 1 year and they're not booking anything, they're ready to call it quits.
That's definitely true. Not every agent is the best fit for every person, right? So you definitely have to find an agency that you vibe with, that you know is going to work with you and for you, that believes in your look, that is there to also help mentor you and shape you in the direction that you personally want to go. I have seen models get very impatient with not seeing work come in, 5 or 6 months after being signed to an agency, but it's just not that easy. Sometimes it takes a lot longer. I can say that, I didn't really get one of my main jobs until maybe after a year of being signed to an agency. That whole first year was about getting my portfolio together and learning the ins and outs and feeling more comfortable in my, in my poses and getting in front of a camera enough to really sell looks. And that's a whole process. And I think a lot of models get impatient because they think that they're going to be working, a few months after getting signed. And unfortunately, it's not that easy. I think a lot of models that I talk to nowadays, they've had very similar stories. It can take a long time. It could take years until you catch that big break.
And when did you know that your career was booming enough that you could model full time?
I was actually modeling full time after my third year of being signed to the agency. So I felt comfortable enough to a point. Well, you figure it out when you realize that you are working and you have to start turning down jobs because you can no longer manage it with the job that you currently have. That was kind of my breaking point. I was trying to figure out, do I keep on working this, this marketing job that definitely pays the bills and is my profession? Or do I leave that and really put faith in the fact that modeling is my passion? And the reason I'm not getting more jobs in the modeling field is because I'm not giving myself enough time to really focus on it. And each person goes kind of through that. You have to either make that decision, that leap of faith in saying, I'm going to leave this and go into the unknown, but in full faith that I have what it takes. Or not. And then for me, it was more like I went out on faith and said, if I had more time, I would be getting booked more. And luckily that has been the case.
Now, what is the ultimate goal with your career and your brand? Because you've expanded now to just more than a model. So what is your ultimate goal?
That's a great question. I have not really looked at the whole right now because I'm still kind of going through a lot of my goals and my mission. But one thing seems to be clear is that I want to be an influence to those that see me and see me working and see all of these positive aspects of me being, a body positive woman. I want to, as I mentioned before, I want to break those social norms, and we're doing such a good job in this community doing so. I'm one out of so many, but there still aren't enough of us women who have a platform big enough to, to share the journey. And that's all I wanted. It's like, I want to be able to speak on bigger platforms so that is heard. Being on Big Brother, one of the reasons I did it was definitely to show the mainstream media that bigger women could compete in physical activities and do shows like Big Brother that are known to be very physical, and be a representative of that community. And I was very surprised that I am the first plus size model to ever be on the show. And before me, there was only two other plus size women that had ever been on it in 21 seasons. So really to only have three women and be the first woman of color that is plus size to be on the show is, I'm very proud of it. And at the same time, there needs to be more of that push. Next year there should be another plus size woman. There should be two plus size women. There should be, we should be getting more roles on TV. We should be able to do all of these things that we want to do and do them on a bigger platform.
Now, do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for that you can actually tell us about?
That's a good question. As of right now, no, I can't. Everything will be happening in 2020, obviously, with the holidays coming up so soon. But if anybody is really interested in, following me in my journey, they can follow me at J Milagros Plus on Instagram. It's the same for my Twitter handle. And my Facebook is pretty much across the board. I am looking on creating a YouTube channel. So look out for that. And that'll be hopefully coming out in the beginning of 2020. And then that's where I'll probably give all the other good information.
But you can be currently seen on the Ashley Stewart website, I think.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes. You could definitely see me on the Ashley Stewart website. If you haven't seen the episode of The Bold and the Beautiful, that is definitely on CBS All Access. You can check. You could check out my walk on role on The Bold and the Beautiful there.
And you can be seen on London Times website too.
And Maggie, correct. London Times, Maggie London Curve. Those are definitely areas that you can see some of my work for sure.
Yes. Now I just know that because that's places I shop and I see you on the website.
Hey.
So that's how I know. Well,
yeah,
before you.
I said sometimes forget.
Well, before you go, once again, tell us your official social media pages and your website.
So you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the same handle, J Milagros Plus. That's the social media handle. You can also learn a little bit more about me at www.jessicamilagros.com. That will probably be up and running within the week. So that's always a great place to, you know, to read up on me and some of my articles on Oprah Magazine or on Cosmo, which I have some great articles regarding that and Big Brother. Yeah, and I believe that's it. It's really so much information.
Well, thank you for taking the time out to talk to me today. It's a pleasure to see you just grow with your career and your brand, and I'm so excited for everything you have going on.
Thank you so much, Denise. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know it's been a while since our last interview, so I'm blessed to even be talking to you right now.
Well, thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Jessica. Make sure you check her out on social media. And for bookings, contact IPMModels.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and always supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.